expression of that meaning than it did in previous ones. You know, so I think it was about protected by the First Amendment. Everybody understood that this was public speech. Radio and television came along, and on the pretext of limited bandwidth, the government succeeded in sharply limiting what you can do and say on radio and television. And roughly the same scenario is getting played out with computer after the digital media. In this case, it's not limited bandwidth, it's intellectual property, that's the free text, it's proprietary data. It's the possibility that what is being conveyed is called the stolen property rather than free speech. And under that pretext, then they're trying to regulate this conversation because it might contain somebody else's property. The human race seems to be moving out of the map, in a sense. And it's moving off the landscape. It's moving out of the world of material properties and moving into this completely computer-generated and mediated field of platonic existence. In the process of doing this, it's trying to take a lot of its old cultural metaphors with it. For example, as regards to property, I mean, the institutions have understandings about what property is based on many years of dealing with tangible goods. I mean, if I steal your horse, you don't have your horse anymore. And I do. And that kind of metaphor doesn't apply very well to intellectual property. It doesn't apply at all. Because I can steal your horse in that sense, and you still have it. I can reproduce your horse a million times. And not only have I not necessarily diminished the value of your horse, I may have turned your horse into the standard for horses. I mean, you can make a pretty good case that Lotus 1-2-3 became a standard for spreadsheets, which is almost going to set up a higher standard in spite of the fact that there are advances in that field since which can work him up with that. And there's this other fact that it was probably the most powerful computer program of all time. And it's been turning away from Dad for him. I write songs. Has always had an extremely slack understanding of his own intellectual property and willingness to disseminate it. So we love people to take all our concerts. And I think this has actually been instrumental in increasing my record sales. To get back to intellectual property for a moment. After a period of time, we're going to start to understand what this stuff is and deal with it accordingly. That is just going to take a major cultural shift. And then the law, which proceeds at a pace that is second only to geology and its liberation, is going to have to follow that. But right now, I mean, you have this incredible divergence between publicly accepted practice with software, for example, and the law, which is staying steady. I mean, people use software and reproduce it in a way that has no moral stigma attached to reproduction. I mean, people there are programs, there are videotapes, there are audio cassettes. There's, to admit to your friends that you have pirated one of these electronic media is a good notion. And so they ask them, you're saying it's wrong. Well, obviously, the problem is going to come up with a series of problems. There's going to be a lot of